'Tis Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the latest authoritarian move in Turkey, more than 1,000 people were arrested as secret imams for the current leader's political opponents. Over 9,100 police officers were also suspended later because of alleged links to the Gulen movement. In continuing reaction to United's passenger removal strategy, the company announced that it would offer incentives for voluntary rebooking up to $10,000. It would give $1,500 for lost bags without paperwork and not use police, as well as better train its own staff. Russia's government moved to squelch coming protests by blacklisting the coordinator, Open Russia, an organization founded by Kremlin critic Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and thereby making it illegal for that organization to operate in Russia. Fuel theft in Mexico is robbing the government of more than $1 billion a year as gangs siphon fuel directly from pipes and sell in the black market in Mexico and likely the U.S. and Central America in 5-gallon containers. Trump's one-page bullet point tax plan holds huge benefits for wealthy taxpayers, including Trump himself, and only modest gains for average Americans, while likely to increase the deficit by $7 trillion in coming years. Portland is moving homeless families into 320-square-foot units in residents' backyards. Berkeley is building stackable micro-apartments for the homeless, and Denver approved plans for a village of teeny homes. The White House has told Minority House Leader Nancy Pelosi they will not cut health care support payments, removing another barrier to avoiding a government shutdown. President Donald Trump reversed course on terminating NAFTA, telling Mexican President Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in separate phone calls that he wouldn't terminate the 1994 agreement at this time. The readout of the call from the White House came hours after news leaked that Peter Navarro, who runs Trump's trade council, drafted an executive order with Chief Strategist Steve Bannon to pull out of NAFTA. The order had been submitted this week to the staff secretary, according to White House officials, and was set to be unveiled late this week or early next. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.